Oh yeah.
Just so you didn't harmonize though. Oh yeah, with us. 1, 2, 3.
Oh yeah.
Is this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Aw yeah, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and really convenient way to learn English. So download this podcast now, listen to us while you're stuck in traffic,
in a board meeting,
chasing down a taxi,
cleaning the stove,
fighting off a wild dog,
or, don't leave us hanging, Justin,
putting oil in the squeaky wheel.
Oh yeah. So, I'm joined here today with my co-hosts, the one, the only, the mysterious, Mr. Vocabulary, the man who knows it all, Ethan. What's up?
Not much, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Enjoying the warm weather?
I am enjoying the warm weather, yes. I do prefer the warm weather. And also the man who once won a staring contest with his own reflection, Justin Murray.
Oh yeah.
What's up, man?
Not much. Chilling.
Just chilling like a villain?
Chilling like a villain, yeah.
What's a staring contest, Chad?
Well, a staring contest is generally between two people when you look at another person in the eyes. But the purpose of the competition is to see who blinks first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you blink first, you lose.
What does blink mean?
Blink is when you close both your eyes. It's a natural thing that happens. I think it's when you get all air in your eyes, I guess. I think it's to clean your eyes.
It's to moisten them, right?
Moisten them. What does moisten mean?
To kind of get some liquid in there so your eyes don't dry off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also, why did we say chilling like a villain?
Chilling like a villain is just an expression because apparently a villain, which is like a bad guy, might just be hanging out, you know, it just rhymes.
So we have a rock solid episode for you guys today. We know you're going to love it. Make sure you stay tuned to the end of this podcast because we're going to give you guys today's weekly challenge. The weekly challenge is a great way for you guys to be a little bit more proactive with your English learning and start becoming more of a independent learner. So make sure you guys participate in that. But like always, let's move on with today's episode and start off with the shout outs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You know you make
me wanna shout. Alright, Mr. V, I believe you have a shout out for today.
Alright, so the first one I got is from Real Life Radio listener Charleston. I actually had the pleasure of talking to this guy the other day. He's from Brazil. And he says, as usual, you're always smacking the negative feeling down with this amazing philosophy that I believe hard is true. I want to see a world that has no boundaries, and it seems that your work is the pioneer to this idea. Thanks a lot, and keep doing your amazing work.
Oh yeah. Thanks a lot, Charleston. It's really awesome.
Great feedback.
Yeah. It's exactly what we're trying to do. So we can't pioneer the world without having people right with us doing that, right?
Mm-hmm. People from all around the world. Charleston's from where exactly? Brazil, did you say?
From Brazil, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And I believe you have another one for us.
So this is from Asma. I also had the pleasure of talking to her the other day. She's from Egypt, and she's a longtime fan of Real Life English. So she says, Real Life is really, really awesome. I told a lot of my friends about it, and as expected, they told me it's a great place to learn. So keep it up. I'll always follow, learn, and encourage you.
Oh yeah, from Egypt.
From Egypt, yeah.
Awesome.
She's actually a translator, and she really likes our articles, so.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case you guys didn't know, Real Life English is not just the Real Life Radio podcast. We also have articles and videos, so we definitely recommend you guys go and check out our website, reallifeglobal.com, And there you guys can get all the extra information just in case you're not listening to this on our website. And as you guys probably know, we also love getting some shout outs on iTunes and Stitcher. There's going to be a link on the show notes of this podcast where you can find out how to do that.
All of our learning material is free, and the more that it gets out there, the more it helps our project spread. And it's a really big vote of confidence for us when people do that for us.
What's a vote of confidence?
Vote of confidence means that people are encouraging us and they show that they believe in us. And that helps build our audience and it helps us become successful on a much higher level.
Yeah. We love seeing that people from all over the world are really benefiting from this. I mean, we started it as a pretty small project just in Belo Horizonte, Brazil. And so it's been really inspiring to see people from almost every country in the world now.
Yeah.
And as we build our community, this is really great for this next step. We have some really exciting news next couple months coming up. We'll make announcements coming up soon, but we're building something really awesome here in Chile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talking about awesome and Chile, and actually I don't really know why Chile is relevant, but let's move on to today's kick-ass
quote.
Oh yeah.
I'm kick-ass.
So today's kick-ass quote is in relation to today's conversation topic, something that we are very interested in. But first of all, let's just hear what this quote is. What do you got for us today, Justin?
So first of all, let me give you a couple words to prepare your vocabulary for it. Mr. Vocabulary, what does ingrained mean? Ingrained, the verb, and ingrained?
So I think a couple episodes ago, we said rooted. Yeah. It's kind of like ingrained something is to root something, like plant its roots in the ground so it has a really strong base.
Okay, what does brittle mean?
Brittle is kind of like weak. A pie crust, for example, you could have a brittle pie crust that's kind of like dry and it falls apart, or maybe like some really old dry wood.
Or maybe like thin ice, right? There's like an ice structure, it's very thin. It might break really easily.
It kind of like if you were to move it in your hands, it might kind of make a crunching noise. That'd be like brittle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and adversity.
Adversity is kind of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Difficulties, yeah. Obstacles, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so the quote, "The moment we believe that success is determined by an ingrained level of ability, we will be brittle in the face of adversity."
Ooh, that's good. So, want to repeat that again?
"The moment that we believe that success is determined by an ingrained level of ability, we will be brittle in the face of adversity." This is by Josh Watskin, who was a world champion chess player, and then he became a world champion martial artist.
What?
And there was a movie about him called Searching for Bobby Fischer. So when we believe that success is a fixed level of ability or intelligence, we will be weak or very fragile when we face problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great lesson for everybody who is, I guess, language learners, everyone who's listening right now. How could you kind of, you know, wrap that quote around your average person who is a language learner?
I think a lot of people, for example, the belief that because they're an adult, they're not a child anymore, they can't learn a language well.
Mm-hmm. Or that they're just not a good language learner.
Exactly. It's admitting defeat before you've even tried.
Mm-hmm.
And that admittance of defeat is actually what causes your failure, because you never know.
Yeah. And that is their ingrained level of ability. They think that their ability will not allow them to reach fluency in that language, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote by Henry Ford that says, "Whether you think you can or can't, you're right."
Okay.
And cool. This is everything to do with today's conversation topic.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, as you can see, we're going to be talking a lot about, I guess you can say this is a lot to do with mindset, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
So mindset, what is a mindset?
I think we should pass this off to Mr. V.
A mindset is kind of like your state of mind, what you're thinking.
Your attitude, maybe?
Your attitude, yeah. Kind of how you react in certain situations.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's what today's conversation is going to be all about. So let's jump into it and move on to today's conversation topic.
What you talking about?
So today's conversation topic, we're going to talk about something that we all find very interesting. As you guys know, we are English teachers and we're also language learners and entrepreneurs. So we are always looking to learn more and understand as much as we can about all of these areas. And this is kind of what we're going to be talking about today, right, J-Man?
Yep. And this is actually kind of the fundamental mindset or attitude of entrepreneurs, because it's kind of a risky business to be in, because we're working, we're experimenting with new ideas, and you always have to be failing. You always have to be dealing with adversity or difficulty and moving through that, because the road to success is to fail many, many times. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a growth mindset or a mindset that really allows you to take responsibility for your learning and recognize your own potential, that right now, who you are right now is what's not as important as to who you're becoming and your own ability to change your own brain, to change your own circumstances, and to take control of your reality and create a new reality. Mm-hmm. This is the foundation of the entrepreneurial mindset, and it's also the foundation of the successful language learning mindset.
Cool. So you mentioned a word there. You said a growth mindset. Would you like to just elaborate a little bit? What is a growth mindset?
Well, actually, my mom sent me a couple videos a few weeks ago, and they were really enlightening. They really showed me a lot, and this is actually rooted in scientific research, the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. So they're doing research in Stanford at this by a woman named Carol Dweck, and there's a TED Talk that we watched about it before recording this. So the fixed mindset, what's the fixed mindset, Ethan?
Fixed mindset is when you kind of have the belief that you just have a natural ability at things or a natural disability. So for example, this could happen a lot to kids if someone tells you, oh, you know, you're really good at that. You must have like a natural talent for that. Then the kid grows up thinking that in that thing that they just have to kind of always have this, they have to play well because they have a natural talent. Whereas like another child, you might tell them, you worked really hard to do that well. And then they're going to think more in a growth mindset, which is more like, if I continue working hard, then the results will reflect that.
And those are some examples that Ethan's taking from the video, some actual empirical research they've done on kids, saying to some kids, like, oh, you, like Ethan said, you're so good, you must work really hard, versus, oh, you're so good, you must be really smart. The kids that they gave encouragement to work hard actually got better over time and embraced their learning with much more passion, persistence, and with much more success. And the other ones kind of lost their motivation. And so it's the same thing in language learning. If you just think that language learning or that your English, your fluency is just a result of how intelligent you are, then you're probably not going to be very motivated. You're going to lose motivation. You're going to respond in a way that's not very productive to adversity and setbacks.
What are setbacks?
Setbacks are when you come to a point where you fail, and then you have to learn from that. That's a setback. Mm-hmm. And so the growth mindset, how does somebody with a growth mindset respond in those moments?
I guess every time that they fail or every time they experience a setback like you're talking about, I guess they just take this as a learning opportunity. I think we've mentioned this many times, the more you fail, the closer you get into success. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it's very easy to just give up. I think it has a lot to do with like your ego. It's like people don't want to show other people that they're not good and that they fail.
That's more if you have a fixed mindset though. If you have a growth mindset, you kind of fail and you're like, I'm going to just try harder next time. But I thought it was really interesting that they say people who have a growth, people who have a fixed mindset tend to do things to try to make themselves look good.
They're more attached to other people's perception of them.
Exactly.
So they care about what other people think about them.
Yeah.
They care about the grades they get. And as they mentioned in this video that we watched, they're more likely to lie about their grades.
Yeah, or say that they don't care about it. If they don't do well, then they just might say, you know, I'm not that interested in it anyway.
Whereas people with a growth mindset will embrace criticism and be much more aware that a lot of times the feedback is only there to help them.
And it's kind of interesting to talk about like the neuroscience of this. They actually look at the brain, and someone with a growth mindset, the brain really just kind of like flares up.
Mm-hmm. Flares up, or there's more activity?
Yeah.
Wait. What do you mean by flares up?
So if it flares up, it means all of a sudden there's just a burst of activity. Mm-hmm. It becomes active.
Mm-hmm.
So the people with the growth mindset, their brain becomes really active when they're given criticism or they're shown areas in which they can improve.
Because they're working and they're actually enthusiastic about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the people with the fixed mindset, I think their brain more activates when...
when they get recognition or actually like grades.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes back. When I was watching this and just in this conversation, I think about how everybody's like, when we talk about the parties, for example, I invite people, we're doing a party this weekend in Santiago, and I just invited somebody the other day, and they're like, oh, I can't speak English. You know, I studied all this time, but I can't speak English. You know, people are going to laugh at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, it's a moment. It's an opportunity for you to get feedback from the world and really just go out there and struggle.
What does struggle mean?
Struggle means to really try hard to do something, but it might be difficult.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of overcome that. Mm-hmm. Overcome that fear, that shyness.
What does overcome mean?
To rise above.
Yeah, and see it as a natural part of the process because you realize that your brain that is neuroplastic, right, mm-hmm. that's going to change, it's going to grow. It's growing in that moment that you're struggling. It's actually changing form, and that's to be expected.
Yeah.
So you can approach those struggles, those difficulties, those moments of adversity with a different attitude.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's really cool because it's kind of like that thing that you didn't think you could do when you actually like really push yourself to your limits. You kind of push into that edge, as we've talked about in other podcasts. The results are really amazing. You all of a sudden you see that you actually can do this thing that you would have never thought possible. For example, speaking English. Maybe mm-hmm. if you've been studying it for a long time and that's always been difficult for you, when you actually push yourself to speak at every opportunity, you'll just see so much growth.
This reminds me of a quote that I really like that totally makes sense in my life. Is sometimes you can't see the end result, but what Martin Luther King says is faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Mm-hmm. Even when you can't even like comprehend what it's like to be fluent, taking that first step and just introducing yourself to somebody, even if you don't know how to do that.
Being open to that first risk.
Yeah, and then it's something that it's just take the first step, mm-hmm. the next step after that, and keep going. And the growth mindset encourages that.
So they kind of like, in this talk, they kind of talk about different ways you can cultivate this growth mindset. Because all of us have growth mindsets in some things, but maybe have fixed mindsets and other things. So like you could think to yourself, like, have I ever said like, I'm just not good at math, or I'm not good at science, or I'm not good at languages? That's you having a very fixed mindset in that thing. But also in other things, we have very growth mindsets, things where we're willing to challenge ourselves to become better in. And I think one of the things they talk about, a way to kind of instill a growth mindset in yourself.
Instill? What do you mean by instill?
Is to kind of really create that, light that fire.
To stabilize it, right?
Yeah. One thing would be never saying that you can't do something. And then another really powerful words, and they actually did studies on this, is using the word yet. Yet is a very powerful word in this, because anytime one of those fixed mindset things comes up, like, I can't do this, you add yet at the end.
Yeah, and so this is like, what they said is like, you have two voices. You have the voice of the fixed mindset, and we all have this voice. And then you have to cultivate the voice of the growth mindset. And so the fixed mindset, like you said, mm-hmm. I can't do that. And then you need to recognize that and come in and say, wait, yet, because I can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in control. I'm responsible.
Exactly. It's giving yourself that control, taking it into your own hands, which mm-hmm. is really powerful.
Yeah. Another common trend, I think, amongst people who have more of a fixed mindset, they feel very threatened by other people's success.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's interesting, because they didn't actually say that in the TED Talk, but I think you're onto something.
You think I'm onto something?
Yeah. What do you mean by onto something?
I think that you've got the right idea and it's kind of like a new discovery.
Mm-hmm. Because I think it's because they see somebody who's successful in whatever area they're in, and because they don't have that mindset of like, oh, I'm going to learn and become, like, learn from that person and rise up to be as good as that person.
Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars. What does that mean?
That means to aim high, to set really big goals, and to throw everything that you have into achieving them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they feel threatened by these people because they realize that they don't have that kind of mindset to grow to that kind of level.
because they don't believe in themselves in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sort of locked into their own limiting beliefs mm-hmm. about things. They see somebody else doing what they would like to do, but they don't feel capable.
Mm-hmm.
Then instead of supporting that person, they might have that reaction of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you might, when you try to do something in life, you might get people around you, even people that you love and your family and friends, that might not support you so much as you'd like.
Yeah. They say someone with a fixed mindset, they see effort as a waste of time. And someone with a more of a growth mindset will see effort as a path to mastery.
Wow. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I just made that up.
So
what are you looking at there, John?
So in this talk, they said another way you can cultivate this mindset is to recognize it's beneficial first. And then learn about the science of neuroplasticity. Because then you see how actually it applies to science and it's validated by empirical evidence, and that will help you really understand it. They also said that you can learn to develop your abilities in anything. So that moment when that fear kicks in.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by kicks in? How does fear kick something?
It's fear to kick in, it means to start applying to something or to start taking effect.
Mm-hmm.
So accept that fear is going to kick in, but look for the path to developing your abilities, because that path to developing your abilities always exists.
Mm-hmm.
Take that first step. So remember that we're in charge. We're responsible.
And often it's hard work, right? Often it's not easy. Sometimes it's boring. Sometimes it's, you feel like it's a waste of time.
Yeah, in closing this topic, I just want to add one quote that I've shared a few times.
Just Mr. Quotes over here.
We've shared it on Real Life English, and I repeat this quote to myself, but if you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you're determined to learn, no one can stop you.
Would you like to just quickly explain the meaning of that quote and why you repeat this to yourself all the time?
Because you need to cultivate that purpose, that willingness, that availability in yourself to learn. Because if you don't have that, even the best teacher in the world, even the best resources, none of them is going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you're determined, you just melt through those obstacles.
What do you mean you melt through them?
It's kind of a metaphor for like fire. It melts through plastic, right? Sort of like a hot knife melts through butter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that the force of your willpower.
And your passion, maybe.
Yeah.
I guess you have to be very inspired as well, your inspiration.
Yep. Another quote. This is not actually a quote. This is it's a proverb. It's a proverb. Where there's a will, there's a way. We say this all the time in English. We grow up hearing it. Yeah. I think it's very, very true.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
Where there's a will, there's a way. What does it mean, Mr. Vocabulary?
Where there's a will, that's not referring to the future tense or someone's name, William, but rather to will, like a really strong want for something, very strong desire for something.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a strong desire, you will find that path to your goal. So that path to fluency, maybe.
No matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you're still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying.
So just take that next step, cultivate a growth mindset, and remember why you're doing it.
So you could even go back to that episode, start with why, just to kind of like get that really strong will for what you're going after.
Yeah, so we'll post a link to that episode in today's show notes if you wanted to listen to it again, or maybe it's the first time you're listening to it. And just so you guys know, you can see the show notes of this episode at reallifeglobal.com/growth. And there you're going to get all the links and also the structure of today's podcast with a lot of the expressions that we're talking about today as well. And real quickly, what was that? The one big thing to take away from the conversation topic was, what do they have to say at the end of a phrase when they say, I can't do that?
Yet.
I can't do that yet, because you're going to learn how.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I've also heard many times, remove the word impossible from your dictionary.
All right, guys. So that's today's conversation topic. Hopefully you guys are inspired and really ready to grab the bull by the horns, you might say.
Oh, what does that mean?
I know we've said it many times, but it's always a good one. To grab the bull by the horns is to not hesitate, dive into whatever you're doing, and just don't worry about the consequences. Take that risk. Maybe the bull is going to overpower you and slash you with his horns, but...
You have to get back up.
Yeah, if you can.
If you can. Sure. All right, guys, so let's move on to today's killer clip. So today's killer clip is from a TV show which probably the whole world has heard about. It's called Friends.
I've never heard of that show.
Never heard of it?
No.
No? Well, you're the only one. This is a TV show that pretty much everyone that I taught had told me they learned something in English from Friends.
Yeah. I think it's funny how many people you ask, like, oh, how did your English get so good? They're like, oh, you know, just like listening to music. I watched the whole series of Friends. It's like, oh, it's kind of like a kind of tool for success for some language learners.
It is, and it's helped a lot of people. And it has a lot of humor. It's a really great way to... you know, relax as well and just chill out, watch something that's cool, and at the same time you're practicing your English. And what is that clip today, Justin? You want to prep them for today's clip?
Okay, so just to prep you guys, Monica and Chandler are a couple and they're sitting on a table in their apartment, and Joey comes in with a written recommendation to help them adopt a baby. And so Joey needs to write like a recommendation of how nice people they are. And he's a little bit worried because Joey is kind of goofy and maybe kind of doubt his intelligence sometimes. He's kind of airheaded.
What does airheaded mean?
Airheaded is kind of like that he just has air in his head. Maybe he's not the most intelligent person, the most sophisticated person.
I think a word we use a lot for this is like ditzy.
Ditzy.
Do you say that in Australia?
I do, but I think it's more for a woman, right?
Yeah, you kind of think of like a ditzy blonde.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so Joey, that's his reputation. And one more thing to prepare. What's a thesaurus?
Thesaurus is a book that you look up synonyms and antonyms in, which are basically, you would look up a word in there and you're seeing words that mean the same thing or about the same thing, and words that mean the opposite.
But you might use them in different situations a lot of times, right?
Yeah. They don't always necessarily have the exact same meaning or the same connotation.
Okay. And so Joey is his name, but what else does Joey mean?
What does Joey mean, Mr. Australia?
Well, Joey is the name for a baby kangaroo.
Okay.
It's like, you know, a dog and a puppy, kangaroo, Joey.
Okay. Great. Well, let's watch this.
Let's do it.
Finish my recommendation.
Here. And I think you'll be very, very happy. As long as I ever spent on a computer without looking at porn.
I don't understand.
Some of the words a little too sophisticated for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course it does. It's smart. I used a thesaurus.
On every word?
Yep.
All right, what was this sentence originally?
Oh, they are warm, nice people with big hearts.
And that became, they are humid, prepossessing Homo sapiens with full-sized aortic pumps.
Yeah, and hey, I really mean it, dude.
All right, Joey, I don't think we can use this.
Why not?
Well, because you signed it Baby Kangaroo Tribbiani. Honey, why don't you stop worrying about sounding smart and just be yourself?
You know what? You don't need a thesaurus. Just write from here. Your full-sized aortic pump.
Yeah, so there you guys have it. This is a clip from Friends. You know, checking out little clips like this is a great way to, you know, get little dosages of English. It's very quick. It's very fun. It's very colloquial. It's how people speak in real life, right?
Yeah. You can even apply this thing kind of to the fixed and... to the fixed and growth mindset. Like Joey comes in with a really fixed mindset, and then they're kind of just saying like, hey, just be yourself, man. Don't worry about impressing anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Use your heart. True.
So with you guys, just be yourself in English. Even if you're struggling with it, you don't need to sound perfect. I know, me as a native speaker, when I meet people learning English, whatever their level is, I don't judge them. I just try to help them. And if they're communicating, then that connection can happen.
Yeah.
And I can help them.
And make a lot of mistakes, because that's how you grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. So yeah, this is the new segment of the podcast, the killer clips. If you guys have any suggestions or any killer clips that you have seen, and thought might be good for the show, send it in. You can contact me at chad@reallifeglobal.com.
Ethan@reallifeglobal.com.
Justin@, what was the website?
reallifeglobal.com.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So that brings us to the end of today's episode of Real Life Radio. We're going to play you all out with an awesome song today by the New Radicals. It's called You Get What You Give.
This is a song that really reminds me of what the growth mindset represents.
Which is?
What you put into it, you get back. And in those moments of despair, of difficulty, you just have to remember that you just need to keep pushing, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, be smart about it too.
That's great. So let's listen to this awesome track. And we're going to give you guys your weekly challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, so we have two challenges this week. There's the first one and then there's the extra credit.
They get extra credit this week?
Yep.
Okay.
So
what is extra credit?
Extra credit is when you get extra points or something. Like you can get like 101% in one of your classes because you do extra credit, right?
Mm-hmm. University term.
Mm-hmm. So the challenge is to go and watch that TED talk called Power of Belief. I'm going to link it in the show notes and Power Lesson 2. And second one, talk about friends. We showed you a little clip. We're going to link you to the first episode on Oroa TV. It's a website. We can go watch it. You can watch up to like an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
For free, and after that I think they charge you, but you can watch an episode a day of Friends. Start that habit now.
Mm-hmm.
Episode a day, it's like 20-25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch where your English is in a couple months, a couple weeks.
Sure.
It'll completely revolutionize your English.
Excellent. That's it. That's great. That's it, guys. Don't forget about the growth mindset. You guys are going to be speaking fluent English and more in no time.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And like always, you can hear from us next week on Real Life Radio.